Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. Nearly every state in the country is now seeing sustained improvement in pandemic metrics. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN reports the number of new cases nationwide has dropped to the lowest level since November.
Epidemiologists say there's not yet a clear explanation for the rapid improvement. Professor Melissa McFeeters at Vanderbilt University Medical Center says it's likely that people were scared back into social distancing and masking after the post-Thanksgiving surge.
We know that people pay attention to those trends and they do modify their behavior in response. So that's great. And I hope that that tells us that people know what to do when they need to do it.
But McFeeters says the new mutated and more contagious strains of the coronavirus should keep everyone on their guard. The country has seen rapid improvement before, only to have the pandemic come back even stronger. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
France is tightening its pandemic restrictions, hoping to avoid another nationwide lockdown. As NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris, starting tomorrow, France is closing its borders to people from outside the European Union.
The measure is an attempt to try to stop the spread of new variants of the coronavirus and to avoid a third lockdown. Those arriving from other EU countries will be required to produce a negative virus test. France will also close all large shopping centers starting Sunday and limit travel to and from its overseas territories. The country's 12-hour daily curfew is Europe's longest, and the prime minister announced increased police checks to enforce it. France has not managed to lower its 20,000-plus daily cases, even though restaurants and bars have been closed since October. Schools have remained open. The government says that policy has been a success, as new infections are not coming from classrooms. Teachers and students do wear masks all day. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Catholic bishops are debating how to deal with President Biden's support of abortion rights, and that includes Pope Francis, as NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
By attending Mass weekly and speaking often of his faith, Biden sets an example for Catholics that bishops appreciate. On Inauguration Day, Pope Francis sent Biden a warm congratulatory message, but Biden's support of abortion rights conflicts with Catholic teaching. The leader of the U.S. bishops, Los Angeles Archbishop Jose Gomez, warned on Inauguration Day that Biden favored policies that, quote, advance moral evils, referring in part to abortion. That statement then brought a rebuke from Cardinal Blaise Supich of Chicago, who's among the more progressive U.S. bishops. Pope Francis has largely stayed out of the dispute until now, but on Saturday the Pope granted a private audience to Cardinal Supich at the Vatican. Tom Gelton, NPR News.
This is NPR. The CDC has issued a nationwide order that requires the use of face masks on all forms of public transportation starting at midnight on Monday. This includes taxis and ride shares, as well as at stations and seaports. A federal appeals court says the government can resume expelling immigrant children who cross the southern U.S. border unaccompanied by a parent. The policy started under the Trump administration. Music producer Sophie, who broke boundaries with a wave of innovative electronic-inflected pop music, has died at the age of 34. NPR's Jason Slotkin reports the Grammy nominee died early this morning following an accident in Athens, Greece.
A statement from Sophie's management reads, quote, true to her spirituality, she had climbed up to watch the full moon and accidentally slipped and fell. The Scottish-born producer proved to be a trailblazing and transgressive force in both pop and underground dance music. In 2013, Sophie released the single Bip, which would become a blueprint for other artists to follow. Sophie's follow-up, Lemonade, was even more prescient. Sophie, who was transgender, was also at the forefront of a surge of LGBTQ+ producers who defied norms regarding gender, identity, and the status quo. The producer's latest single, Unisil, was released days before Sophie's accidental death. Jason Slotkin, NPR News.
And I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.